escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Have a good afternoon. Hope everybody's doing well. Man, this show is going fast today, and I don't know why.
Kind of flying.
Well, because snow is different than rain.
Well, I think that's...
You know, you guys make fun of me for that, but that's true. Snow is different than rain.
Tomorrow we are set to get some more.
Yep.
They are calling for a chance of aerial flooding. Somebody on the text line asked what that meant.
Aerial flooding?
So it's going to flood in the air?
No, aerial, A-R-E-A-L.
Oh.
That just means there could be flooding in the area.
Look, it's flooding above them there trees.
Hope it doesn't fall down here.
We call that rain when it's A-R-I-A-L, flooding.
And don't forget, snow is different than rain.
In its water terial form.
Okay. Story here from Fox 4. Jackson was put in the Casey Pet Project when his owner Troy was in jail and had no one else that could care for him. But Kansas City Pet Project's return to home team was able to reach Troy while he was in jail. The team promised they would be doing everything they could to make sure that Jackson was safe and loved. But they didn't know how long the promise would last. In a Facebook post, Casey Pet Project said that Jackson was in and out of the shelter 7 times. Sometimes he was brought in as a stray. Sometimes he was returned because he wasn't the right fit. And the shelter said the day after Troy was released, Jackson came back into the shelter as a stray. He was reunited with his owner.
What was he in jail for?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. Story doesn't say what he was in jail for. And why would you do that story? If I go to jail, I don't want to talk to the media about it.
Did you hear there's an apartment complex? I heard this on the morning news with Amy and Wink this morning. There is an apartment complex called the Twin Elm Apartments. The elevator failed inspections and has not worked like for a really, really, really long time. So it is stupid hot outside. I think most of the residents are elderly. And basically, if you're immobile, Scott, and the elevator goes out because it failed inspections, you are trapped in your building.
That is correct.
Welcome to cheap apartment living.
I mean, my goodness. They're saying the inspectors can't get there for another week, is what Amy and Wink said this morning.
Well, we have a faulty elevator had here at the building, and we had the inspector over yesterday.
They have had, listen
and
to this.
Back today.
Fleener did this story over Channel 9. They have had to haul their groceries, packages, and themselves up the stairs for more than 6 months.
It doesn't take 6 months to get an elevator inspector.
Resident
out.
Linda Ross must climb a flight of stairs to get to her apartment. She was out of breath on Tuesday after climbing the stairs with her cane.
This was a weekly issue at my old apartment complex. I would often find elderly people in the building, taking 3-4 steps at a time, sitting on the stair. I'd be like, hey, can I take your groceries up to your floor for you at least?
That's so sweet that you would do that,
Sam. They would always reject my help to walk them up the stairs, which I understand. That's a pride thing.
Do you know what, Sam?
Or fear.
Do you know what?
I would put their groceries by the door.
The apartment owners should have to pay for Instacart for all of them.
They're not going
to
do that.
I know they're not, but you have to have a way to get up and down. Some of these residents are like 80.
Go ahead and file suit against them. They'll just sell it to another entity, probably under the same fund, but with a different company name.
Now, let me ask you something. And you're not a shady-looking character by any stretch of the imagination, but do you think it was pride or the fact that they may have thought you would steal their groceries?
Well, they more often than not would let me take their groceries up for them.
Oh,
I thought you said they declined more often.
No, they would decline like having him help them up the stairs.
I would offer to throw their arm over my shoulder and literally carry them up the stairs. They always turn that down, but yeah, I would carry their stuff
Irma,
up for them.
I'm going to throw you over my shoulder and haul your butt up those stairs. She's like, I'm okay.
Irma, you and your 300 pounds are coming with me.
Come and get me.
Come and get me, Sammy.
It was sad. They would be sitting there with their oxygen tank and their cane. One of them was dragging a wheelchair up the stairs.
No way.
No, Sam, I believe you.
Thing.
I believe you. And my mother, I'm telling you right now, with her knees, she would not be able to go up and down stairs. And you know there are people that age that have had knee replacements or have other health issues.
Well, I wouldn't want my mom walking upstairs. She's 80 years old, two
Someone's
hip replacements.
Trip and fall.
Hanging onto that handrail for dear life.
Oh, honey, that makes me so sad. Did you hear in Dan's newscast that there's going to be a new thing at Uber where if you are a female Uber driver, you can request to only pick up girls. And if you are a female Uber passenger, you can request to be Ubered by a female driver. Now, I didn't hear Dan's percentages. What percentage of Uber drivers are men versus women? It's going to be a smaller number of women that drive.
Much fewer, yes.
Okay, so I love this for my daughters. Let's say they are going downtown. I would love for them to say, I would prefer a female driver, even though they're never supposed to Uber alone anyway. I mean, hello, Aileen Wuornos. But I would prefer a female driver.
20% of Uber drivers are female.
Yeah, so this is going to be popular. And so, ladies, if you've ever thought about being an Uber driver, now is your time to dip your toe in that pond. Because female drivers are going to be in demand from young
Which will come at a premium, by the way.
20-something. Do you have to pay more?
Surge pricing.
Why should I have to pay more? Because I want a woman behind the wheel.
Do you want to ride or not?
Well, I'd like to not be alone. I was going to say murdered, but I know that all the male Uber drivers, except every once in a while for one, that's in the news. I know that they're all good drivers. But as a woman at night, I would prefer a female. I would.
First thing that they're going to have to do is come up with a name for this new service.
Maybe a different app.
Is it Boober?
We were both waiting for you.
I literally teed that up for you.
But no, with only 20% of the drivers being of one.
That's so what they need to call it.
Boobers.
Set of hardware. It will come at a surge price. Same way they can get away with charging you more when you're trying to get an Uber out of Arrowhead Stadium after a game.
Fair point.
I don't think I should be charged more because of the sex of the driver.
I will return to my previous statement. Do you want to ride?
Yes.
What are you going to pay?
Well, when I think about my daughters, the rule is you are never, ever, ever in an Uber alone. So if there are four of you at the beginning of the trip, and then it's down to three, and then it's down to two, the final two in that car are going to the same destination. So you don't leave one young woman alone behind in the Uber as the last stop. Period. If there was a female behind the wheel, I would feel better about it.
So this story from CNBC, Boober will pilot the program in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Detroit. The company also said it has already tested the Boober feature in countries like France, Germany, and Argentina.
It's a great idea.
Textline has another name option, Uber.
Uber.
Yeah.
I like Boober better.
I think Boober is much better.
I'm going to trademark that.
Hi, this is Uber. Would you like to be transferred to Boober?
Yes, please.
I would. Do you mind?
All right. Press 2.
Okay. 913-586. 7798 586-7798 if you want to weigh in. Uber is starting this new campaign. They're going to start it in three cities here in the States. They've already tried it in a couple of countries overseas, where women drivers can request only women passengers, and would-be women passengers can request only women drivers. It's called Boober. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So Uber is launching a new campaign. It's going to be in three cities for a pilot program, L.A., San Fran, and Detroit. And it's where female Uber drivers, and Sam, I think you said only about 20% of Uber drivers are women.
That is correct.
Female Uber drivers can, if they so choose, request that they only get female passengers. And would-be Uber riders who happen to be women can request that they only get a female driver. Now, it's going to cost you a little bit more likely than not, and it might, I think Dan had this in his report at 4 o'clock, it might slow the amount of time where you get a ride.
Yeah.
Because you're specifically requesting someone to drive you that only makes up 20% of the Uber driver population.
Yeah, you're picking from one-fifth of the pool.
Right. 913-586-7798. Mike in Lee's Summit. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, you know, I've got some history with stories of Uber, but as I get to say, and I see the value in it, of course, the safety in that. Here's my thing. If it becomes to the point where Uber says, hey, this works for us, we're making a lot more money, we need more women drivers, male applicants, don't call us, we'll call you, can they become a company that only hires based on sex?
That's an interesting question.
It is. And Sam posed the question to me, Mike, during the commercial break. Is this not some form of discrimination? And I don't necessarily think it is.
It's preference.
I think you can make the argument to some extent, but I don't think you'd win the argument. I mean, a woman can go to a massage parlor and say, I only want a woman to rub my back.
Especially if you're at Fusion Spa and you're being groped.
Right. You can go to the doctor and request that your OBGYN be a woman.
100%.
I want a female gynecologist. I don't want a male gynecologist.
And men will say the same thing sometimes about their care provider, Scott, or dentist. I knew someone once, a male, who would only go to a female dentist because he said, I don't want a man's hands in my mouth. I always thought that was funny.
I actually have done this. If I were to, and it has happened in the past, where your doctor, you go in for your annual physical, and they say, stand up and drop your pants.
Would you rather have a male?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm
I
not
think
gay,
a lot,
and
I, I'm a lot not of men gay. Would say the same thing.
And you know why? Because if I'm having a bad day, I don't want to embarrass myself.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of men who prefer a male provider.
I could see it from the customer request, but not from the service provider. Now, doctor notwithstanding, because there are certain specialties that only operate on certain parts, obviously, a couple that we've just mentioned. You're not going to go to an OBGYN as a male. You don't have the hardware that their expertise
But as a patient, you could say, and you would be well within your rights.
But I want a female.
I only want a female gynecologist.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah, that's okay. What I'm saying. So from the service provider standpoint, that's where the discrimination could come into play. Saying if you are someone who, a restaurant, you're a restaurant that says we only serve women, no men allowed. Is that okay?
Well, do they not have, and I don't know, are there still golf courses that only allow men?
There are. There's one
Wolf
here
Creek.
In the metro. Yeah.
Wolf Creek only allows men?
That is correct.
Okay. I believe it is grandfathered in, though, and has been subject to lawsuit.
And it was only until recently that the Masters allowed women to golf there. Is that correct? Or is it still only?
Condoleezza Rice was their first female member, if memory serves.
And that was in the early 2000s.
Not that long ago.
Where if you were a woman,
yep,
you had boobers,
and
you
now they
could
have,
not golf.
And now they have a women's Masters won by none other than the champion this year, who hails from Kansas State University. Boom.
Good for her. Try being a server at Hooters if you're a man.
There has been a lawsuit about that. I remember that as well.
They're not going to hire you.
15 years ago or something. It was a long time ago.
913-586-7798 if you want in. Is it Anita? Anita in yes. Raytown? Hi.
Hello. As an Uber driver, I think this is like a bad idea. Because as a female driver, there are precautions that I have to take. But being able to order me as a female to your house at any time of night and say that you're a female on your account, they don't have to verify their customer ID. Like, they don't have to be like, okay, here's my picture ID. I'm actually a female.
This is a good point.
But that could happen right now anyway, correct, Anita?
Yes. Yes, but putting a mark on me because I am female, I feel like that's going to be like, okay, here's a female driver. She'll be there at 2 a.m.
I see what you're saying.
Anita, let me ask you this. So, just so I know that I'm following what you're saying. You're saying that if I'm a ne'er-do-well guy, right, who wants
correct.
To be gross and assault a woman, and I could put into the app, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, I want a female driver. You have no way of knowing that I'm really a creepo dude. And where in, if I really did need an Uber driver, but man, you know, if a woman shows up, I'm going to do something bad. I have a 20% chance that that's going to happen.
Right. Like, I get female passengers all the time being like, oh, I can't, I'm so happy you're a female passenger. And I'm like, thanks. But I don't want to be ordered to somebody's house because I'm a female passenger.
That's a great point, female driver.
Yeah. You know, I'm a female driver.
You know what? I never thought about it that way, Anita. Thank you. That's a great, great point.
It is a good point. I mean, you could potentially be targeting some of your own drivers just based on their gender.
There's also people that share accounts, and I know that's not supposed to be the way it is, but, you know, years and years ago when Jack first went off to college, he was still under my account. Like, we had to separate out those accounts later because I would get a call at 1 a.m. from a 785 number, and I didn't know who it was, and I would freak out and think there was something wrong. And I'm like, hello? The guy's like, I'm here. What do you mean? I'm your Uber driver? And I'm like, oh, no.
Or somebody's phone is dead.
Well, yep. But at least you know he's being responsible.
I did.
If he had been out drinking or something like
that. I called him next day. I go, you about gave me a heart attack. Get off my Uber. Get your own Uber.
I just worry they're opening themselves up for future lawsuits.
How do you feel about couples who share a Facebook page?
Oh, okay. So I have a Facebook friend, a guy that I used to work with. He and his wife have, like, it would be like Scott Dana Jones. It's like his name, her name, last name.
If we were married, you wouldn't take my last name?
And they share, I'm just saying they share first name, last name on their Facebook page. He has never posted, it's always her, which is fine. But I do know people who say it ruffles their feathers for people who share a Facebook page.
Like you got Tom and Tracy.
Yes.
Tipton.
Yes.
I think if all you're doing is looking at family members' accounts and maybe posting a picture now and then.
Why does it matter?
It doesn't matter. But if you're constantly posting opinionated things, whose opinion is it?
Right. Separate yourself out, man.
Like if you're Scott Parks on Facebook and you're just rage baiting 24/7 now, because that's a hobby of yours. That,
I don't rage bait 24/7. I do take 8 hours off every night.
Who's doing the rage baiting? Is it Scott or is it T? We need to know.
So here's what I always, and I know this isn't true, but when I see somebody, a couple that has this, you know, the joint Facebook account.
What is your automatic opinion?
Somebody got caught cheating.
Oh, I've never thought that. I thought you were going to say you thought a little like, codependent or something.
That is actually, I was trying to be funny, but yes. Maybe I failed.
Yeah. Codependent.
Yeah. That you're
four texters in a row just said somebody got caught cheating before you said
now,
that.
Now I have thought that, but that's usually my second thought. My first thought is you're a little too codependent. My second thought is somebody in that relationship got caught cheating and they got caught on Facebook.
That's the silliest answer to that because there's 9,000 social media platforms.
And they probably only have one.
Maybe. I never looked at it that way. I always thought it was just, oh, they really, really love each other.
They really, really love each other, or they really, really don't trust each other. It's one of the two. 913-586-7798.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A story here from the Associated Press. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is warning the financial industry of a significant impending fraud crisis because of the ability of artificial intelligence tools to impersonate a person's voice, to bypass security checks, and move money. Altman spoke at a Federal Reserve conference yesterday in Washington, quoting here, "A thing that terrifies me is apparently there are still some financial institutions that will accept the voice print as authentication. That is a crazy thing to still be doing. AI has fully defeated that."
I guess they also took a bunch of photos, like, to the streets, like Jay Leno used to do, you know, just random man on the street. And they took all of these videos of some real models and some AI models trying to sell you something.
Quote, influencers.
Yes, and they said, which one do you think is a real person and which one do you think is AI? No one knew.
Couldn't tell.
That is troubling for mankind, because I can look at an AI video and tell pretty dang quickly if it's fake or not.
You can hear in the commercials when someone is reading to sell you a medication.
But Sam Altman,
it's choppy.
For now.
The front runner with pushing this technology as hard as he possibly can. You guys remember, he was ousted from his own company because the other board of directors wanted to slow down the progress, and he didn't.
And then was rehired back.
Well, because he was the idea guy, but yeah. And now he's going before bankers and saying, "Hey, you guys might want to change cybersecurity because I'm about to crack that code."
Well, I'm telling you, and I've said this ever since the first Tom Cruise video, the fake Tom Cruise video came
out,
that I find this AI stuff to be fascinating and horribly terrifying. Horribly. Because, you know, there are some things that, you know, that I see online, and it's a video that, you know, just can't possibly be true.
Right.
But yet it's kind of fun to watch and think about. And you're like, oh, that's creative and that's interesting. But then I think about what, you know, how close we are to basically you stealing my voice. It's not like we hide our voices.
Right.
Right. Anybody could steal our voice. And then where I'm really concerned is in geopolitics, where, you know,
yes,
an AI of Vladimir Putin goes on television and says,
"We're at war.
Fair warning.
Yeah.
But we are now at war with the United States of America, and we have launched nuclear missiles in their direction."
What about AI recreating, a very high person in U.S. politics and calling foreign diplomats? Oh, wait, that already happened.
Yep.
Well, that's right.
We have an update to
somebody
one of my
impersonated Marco Rubio.
Favorite stories of all time, good, not good stories. Remember there once was a man from Nantucket?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Nantucket man sued by his neighbor because the guy just came over to property that was not his and cut down 16 trees.
Well, we had this story last week.
16 trees.
And then sold his property for like $10 million something?
Yeah, calling it oceanfront because it wasn't oceanfront before.
It was ocean view.
Now it's oceanfront because there ain't no trees there. He now faces criminal charges.
Good.
We asked at the time, why has he not been charged? Now he has. A Massachusetts homeowner at the center of a lawsuit with his neighbor now faces criminal charges. 56-year-old Jonathan Jacoby has been charged with vandalization of property, felony cutting or destroying of trees, and trespassing misdemeanor, according to court documents. The town police department has taken this matter extremely seriously, which is interesting and encouraging, according to Patricia Belford's attorney. Who is Patricia, you ask? Oh, let me tell you. Patricia is the woman that one day had 16 trees on her property and then woke up the next day and all of them were gone.
It's greed.
So here's what this guy did, you guys. Here's what he did. He's actually brilliant.
Where a tree once stood.
He did the
Somebody's
math.
Somebody's making money.
He bought that home for $1 million because it was not ocean view or ocean front.
It was ocean adjacent.
And then he thought, if I cut down my neighbor's 16 trees, I can then turn around and sell my property, not for $1 million, but for 10. He did the math and thought, if I get sued in civil court, let's say she goes after me for $400,000, it's still worth it because the home that I bought for $1 million is now worth $10 million. I'm still clearing $9 million. Except he didn't think that he would be criminally charged, and now he has. And I hope he goes to jail. I really do.
Well, I mean, it's somebody's personal property. You don't have the right. My neighbors do not have the right to come on my property and cut down my trees.
His listing after he chopped down the trees bragged of sweeping ocean views.
And we swept those trees right out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Greed.
Remember, there was a similar story in New Jersey, and that property owner adjacent, was ordered to return the old growth trees. And buying trees that size is not cheap.
You can't. Just plant a tree that's 100 years, or not 100 years. They planted those in the 1970s.
Millions of dollars is what it ended up costing this homeowner.
I think it would almost be physically, I mean, look at those trees on the other side of Shawnee Mission Parkway at the Cloverleaf office building complex.
Yeah.
Those trees have to be nothing short of 30 to 40 years old.
Correct.
If not older.
You can't plant a tree that big.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
The root ball of a tree that large would be so big.
The roots are as wide as the canopy. Yes.
According to the civil lawsuit, quote, the defendant's actions were calculated to enhance the ocean view for his own residence and were carried out with full knowledge that he lacked any legal right to do so. And in fact, remember, the Boston Globe reached out to him and said, like, why did you cut down, you know, why did you do this? And he admitted it. He said, what, cut down her crappy trees? That's literally what he said to the Boston Globe.
I know.
It's all about developers' greed.
It is. Because there is a hole in the sky, Sam, where the tree once stood.
But somebody's making money.
This guy made 10 mil.
By the way, remember, Scott, you don't have the right to go on someone's property and remove their water hose. Uh-uh. I didn't damage their property. I saved it.
Okay.
I saved Ryan and Abby's property.
Trees up to 50 feet tall can be moved. But it's not cheap.
The neighbors are seeking, here's where this just burns my hide. The neighbors are seeking $1.4 million in damage, okay? It doesn't matter. He knows it. He's going to sell that home for $10 million. He paid one. Even if they win the $1.5 million lawsuit, he walks away a millionaire. He's probably already a millionaire.
Well, I'm sure he is. $10 million house? Yeah.
He's set to be arraigned September 15th.
And by the way, I didn't damage any of their property. I didn't take anything. All I did was unhook the hose so that their pipes didn't freeze and their basement didn't flood. And since they're slightly above the level of my home, I didn't want their pipes to freeze and for water to potentially...
Oh, so there was some self-preservation in your motive.
Yeah, but mostly...
Trespassing.
He has never mentioned that. He's always just said, well, I didn't want their pipes to freeze. You're below their line of grade?
Their home is slightly elevated.
Oh, now
from
the
mine,
truth
and by
comes
like
out.
2 or 3 feet. Yeah.
Now the truth comes out.
White lies can't live forever, Scott.
You know, you guys make me feel bad about doing that, and I didn't do anything wrong. It was very cold that night. I think it was like 10 degrees outside. And I took time out of my very busy schedule.
Oh, martyr you.
That's right.
We have another vehicle lurking. What is going on down here?
What are we talking about?
Oh, she drove away.
Is there another drug deal?
I don't know.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. What is happening out there? Tell me right now.
Some lady pulled up in a minivan, got out, and she was there for multiple minutes.
Was she in the culvert?
No, she was further down from the culvert. Maybe they
picked a new
spot.
Well, they probably moved their drop location.
Yeah, they're like, they're on to us over here.
Let's go over there.
I cannot believe that day.
Let's move it 20 more feet.
The mission police called and said, you just described a drug drop live on your air. We thought the guy was back there pruning the trees.
Mushroom hunting.
I thought he was mushroom foraging in the rain. They were like, Dana.
And he comes out with a bag that he puts in his trunk.
That was a woman leaving the Target parking lot with a minivan. Maybe the kid was being unruly and she had to, you know.
Well, we can never look at this.
We
will never, ever look at this culvert again the same.
If your car stops on Squibb.
Drug dealer.
It's a drug.
Keep on moving, people. Keep on moving.
You're there to pick something up or drop something off. Period. End of story. No discussion. 913-586-7798. From the text line, Scott, you stole your neighbor's sense of independence when you took it upon yourself to disconnect their garden hoses. A plane-sized asteroid scheduled to pass Earth next week is making headlines, but NASA experts want the public to understand why this encounter is more routine than remarkable. The asteroid is named 2025 OW and measures about 210 feet in length, about the size of an airplane. According to NASA, it is set to pass Earth on July 28th, so in 5 days, at a distance of roughly 390,000 miles, about 1.6 times the average distance to the moon. NASA says this is normal and nothing to lose sleep over. It will not hit the Earth.
Uh-huh. Well, typically they have doomsday reports when it's 1.4 million miles away. This is confusing.
In about an hour... A baseball game is expected to resume, quote, with heavy police presence and restrictions in place. Hmm. Why, you ask?
Why?
Two people now face charges after a wild brawl at a Massachusetts baseball playoff game. The fight took place Monday night when fans ran onto the field.
Are these kids?
This is East Springfield Post 420 against Milford Post 59. I can't tell how old the players are. I really can't. It's not Little League, I'll tell you that. Milford police had previously told the Boston Globe they were considering charging 3 adults. 2 adults have been charged. Quote, it was absolute mayhem taking place over by the third base dugout as members of the Milford crowd have now come onto the warning track on the third base side.
It was an American Legion playoff game.
That's what I thought this sounded like.
Because it would cause
American
mass
Legion.
Mayhem.
Well, it's not just... I'm sorry.
May what?
Did you say...
Mayhem.
Listen to this. This is an actual commentator. Never in all my years covering... Legion baseball, have I ever seen this kind of activity from the fans? Tonight's game will include a ban on bags, outside food and drinks, and those attending will be required to leave the game immediately after it is over.
Hmm. Well, just because it's American Legion, I don't know that that makes it adult necessarily.
One fan yelled, "Shut the blank blank," while the Milford catcher looked toward the stands and said, "You're an old blank woman. What the blank you doing coming out of the stands?"
Well, the catcher is number two. That's Jack Krause from the Milford Post 59 baseball roster.
Play stopped while the announcer said, "Fans are starting to get into it over there on the third base side." This is an American Legion baseball game.
I want to watch the videos. I probably can't play them because of the language.
Post 420 ain't playing.
I need to see how old these people are. Come on, play the video.
What I want to hear. We're going to have to check it for language, Scott.
Because I'm not going to play it. Okay. I'm just going to watch.
Ages I just want 13 to 19.
13. Okay, so these are all
depending
teenagers.
On the league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then why is it an American Legion baseball?
They probably sponsor it.
Okay.
It's a national amateur baseball program for youth age 13 to 19. Sorry, it's baseball. They probably say amateur.
That is correct. I was going to poke fun at you for that one, too, but
now we're good.
After the mayhem, I thought I was going to leave it alone.
We'll let that one lie.
She said mayhem, not me.
I think she was making fun of you, Sam.
I 100% was making fun of you.
It's mayhem, you know. Okay.
It's better than April Turkey.
I don't get that one.
May. Ham.
Oh, my gosh. Get out.
That is an immediate see yourself out.
Get out.
Immediate. How do you even look yourself in the mirror in the morning after that one?
It's tough. It's real tough.
Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want. Just go to KMBZ.com. News coming up in 2 minutes. That guy is Sam Stevie III. She's Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.